Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live today from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, not to rub it in, but it is tropical here in Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone. We hope you are as excited as we are. We are super excited, super pumped. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, to have with us here today one of the country's leading physicians and really one of the true elite doctors from the great state of Illinois. We want to welcome to our show here today our very, very special guest today, Dr. Alan Barthen from Cary, Illinois. Welcome, Dr. Barthen.
Oh, thank you very much, Dr. Bard. It's a pleasure to be here. Wish I was by you where it's a lot warmer. We'll deal with it.
Well, you know my affinity for, and our listening audience also knows my affinity for Illinois and more. But I have to tell you, it's a real treat. It really is. It's a real honor to have you with us here today on our live broadcast. We know how busy you are. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, which is really an international broadcast now, one of the things that our audience loves about our show is not only do they get a chance to really learn about some groundbreaking medical technology here utilized by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Alan Barthen from Cary, Illinois, but during our show, they really, really get an up-close and a very, very personal look from the behind the curtain, if you will, if you could say that, as to why you, Dr. Barthen, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, and just many who are in a category of just chronic pain patients, and having to deal with these syndromes for such an ongoing period of time, we're going to just jump right into the deep end of the pool here today. And we wanted to ask you about something that you utilize in your clinic, and you've had incredible success. Can you share with our listening audience, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Oh, I'd love to talk about that. Non-surgical spinal decompression is a discipline of treatment that I have been into for quite a while. I really got into the research behind it, which came from Canada almost a couple decades ago, and I got into the research they were doing online. I was fascinated, and the reason I was fascinated is because I've been in practice, 15 years, and I started reading the research on what they were doing with fixing herniated discs, spinal stenosis, degenerated discs. And this was fascinating to me because everything I'm doing is non-drug, non-surgical. And this fit with my belief system so well, I just could not wait for this research to come out and for the equipment to be manufactured and then to try it myself. This technology is so major because of the fact I've been in practice at this point now. I've been in practice almost 34 years, and I would treat people decades ago with back problems. We would find out they had a disc herniation. I couldn't help them anymore. I'd have to send these people off for surgery. 3 to 5 years later, sometimes even sooner, they would come back to me in much worse shape than when I sent them out because the surgeons were not doing the jobs, and these people were having all kinds of complicating factors. We got into the non-surgical spinal decompression, and none of that has been a factor. The success rate has been tremendous, and we don't have to send the people out anymore. They don't need surgery anymore. We're actually saving them a lot of money, and there's no complications from drugs or infection or anything else. It has truly been a blessing, and I just love it.
Fantastic. Who are the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, the best candidates for people that need spinal decompression are really anybody that's got a disc problem. If it's a bulging disc, bulging discs respond well with non-surgical spinal decompression, as well as herniated discs. I've had great success with herniated discs. I love this work. It's incredible, and people are always so surprised when they get up after just a treatment or two and they can already tell a difference. Degenerative disc disorders and people with spinal stenosis, which is nothing more than an advanced form of disc degeneration, and now the vertebrae are literally laying on the nerves as they exit the spinal cord, and sometimes their backs don't even hurt anymore, but their legs are dysfunctioning. Most often there's back problems with disc stenotics, but sometimes they come to me and they think they've got some other disorder because their back feels fine, but their legs are killing them. And the decompression works on this stuff so incredibly well that I'm very comfortable with it as a result of that.
You know, you can hear the enthusiasm in our listening audience, both far and wide, can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. And I know for a fact that that enthusiasm stems from your results. And I think the interesting
Absolutely.
Thing is patients travel far and wide to see you. And obviously, in a perfect world, Dr. Barton, you would be able to accept everybody for treatment who meets the criteria. However, you do have, and you are known for this, a very, very specific protocol and a very specific evaluation to determine who you can accept for treatment. Can you review with our audience briefly how you determine whether somebody's a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression and qualifies for treatment within your facility?
Oh, yes, absolutely I can. There's some very definitive tests that will help me immensely. You know, a physical exam is good. Neurologic exam can be incredibly important because we're checking reflexes, deep tendon reflexes in people's extremities, and that alone can tell me what's going on in that spine. X-ray, of course, can help, but you can't see soft tissue. The really definitive test for us has been the MRI. The MRI can say, you know, I've been suspecting we have a disc herniation or spinal stenosis, and we've got these responses neurologically. But once I get the MRI, I know whether I can help this person or not, because the MRI tells me everything I need to know about how to approach the case, whether it's a good case for us or not, and whether it's worth that patient's time to do this. And most times it is well worth their energy to get in here and get the care. MRI is by far the best thing we've got. There's a lot of things, but MRI is it.
What's the difference between an MRI and a plain film X-ray?
Well, plain film X-ray lets us know, you know, where the vertebrae are. That plain film X-ray can tell us how compressed the disc may be by how close the bones are together in the spine. You know, they're approximately to each other. However, MRI is great because not only can we see the bones, but we can see all the soft tissues. We can literally see the discs, and we can see the condition that the discs are in. We can actually see the discs herniating posteriorward into the central canal, and we can actually see the discs putting pressure directly on the nerves. So, again, that's definitive because of the fact that the MRI gives us more information than anything else. I'd say the big difference between the two is the fact that MRI allows us to see the soft tissues, the discs, you know, muscles, blood vessels, ligaments, and their relationship with the vertebra, where with X-ray we're just looking at the hard tissue, the bones themselves.
So well said. You are one of the reasons we wanted to bring you on the show, and we waited a while, obviously based upon your schedule, to try to get this date and time set up in advance, and we're so fortunate to have with us here today Dr. Alan Barton from Cary, Illinois, one of the real true stars. And I'm going to brag on you a little bit in this show because I know how incredibly gifted and incredibly talented you are, Dr. Barthen. And would you be kind enough? We know you have a brand new website, www.carrydiskcenter.com. But would you be kind enough to share your contact information as far as your phone number with our listening audience?
Oh, absolutely. We're like you said, we're in Cary, Illinois, not Cary, North Carolina. We're Cary, Illinois, and because there's another office in Cary, North Carolina with a similar name. Anyway, our number here is 847-639-0010, and we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Thursdays all day till 6:30, and we're here half a day on Tuesday and half a day on Saturday. We're pretty easy to get a hold of, and we love helping people get out of pain. That's what we are all about.
That's fantastic. And you could have practiced anywhere in the country. Why did you choose Cary, Illinois to practice?
That's a really good question. I've been asked that many times, and sometimes I'm still not sure I know the true answer about that. But Cary's a sweet little town. It's 45 miles northwest of the city. I wanted more of a – it's a very resort area where I live here. A lot of water, lakes, rivers. It's beautiful. But I'm less than an hour away from the city of Chicago. But I'm in a really great area for a lot of people to be able to get to me. And Cary itself didn't have a lot of healthcare practitioners of any sort when I first moved here 33 and a half years ago. There are a few more now. But anyway, the great thing about Cary, Illinois is I'm in a location that I love living, and I'm in a location that the patients, I'm accessible to the patients. They can get to me pretty easily. A lot of major highways go into my area quite a bit. So that was pretty much one of the reasons. I like the lifestyle, and I love the people around here, and I like fixing their backs.
You know, I think it always speaks to your commitment to excellence and how fortunate not just Cary is, but some of the surrounding areas as well, because you attract patients from, as we mentioned before, both far and wide. And, you know, I think it's very interesting. If you look in the dictionary under the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor is teacher. And one of the
That's
things
correct.
That you're known for is really, really empowering your patients with the knowledge, with the tools, with the ammunition, if you will, to be able to take control of their health care. We are joined here on the live broadcast on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from our studios here in beautiful Palm Beach, Florida. We have Dr. Alan Barthen with us, our most special guest here today, just really one of the gifted orators and communicators of non-surgical spinal decompression in the country, nationally certified, which is the highest level of achievement in your field as well. But I think it's interesting because one of the things that you're also known for is something known as peripheral neuropathy. In other words, treating patients
Yes.
who unfortunately suffer from peripheral neuropathy. Dr. Barton,
right.
can you share with our audience what actually is peripheral neuropathy?
Well, peripheral neuropathy is essentially the dysfunction of the parts of the body farthest away from the center core. You can have peripheral neuropathy in the arms and hands. Most often, people get peripheral neuropathy in their legs and feet. And this can be a very devastating condition. Peripheral neuropathy, you know, some people have incredible pain in their feet and they don't know why. And the patients may or may not be diabetic or pre-diabetic, and they can get peripheral neuropathy from that. But there are ways of reversing conditions like that. They will tell you, especially if you watch the media and the commercials on television, things like that, that there is no cure. You just got to take this drug. And, of course, like many things in allopathic medicine, we're treating symptoms, not the cause of the problem. So the conditions progress. All these chronic conditions progress. You may feel better with this drug or that drug for a while, but the condition will progress and they will get worse and worse and worse. And we've had such great success helping people with this, and we will throw everything at them, including the kitchen sink, if we feel that's the right thing for them. But our success rate runs very high with this, and I take it very seriously. Essentially, I got this myself about 10 years ago, and I was able to reverse it on myself. When your feet are in great pain, what ultimately happens is the nerves will start to dysfunction, and they just don't work. The nerves in your feet won't work anymore. The pain will go away, but then your feet go numb. when you've got neurologic dysfunction in your feet and legs, you ultimately lose your balance mechanism. These are the people that start falling and breaking hips and Lord knows what else because they can't feel their feet. There's a direct neurologic connection between how your feet work and how your brain works and keeping your balance mechanism in control. Again, the allopathic medical doctors, your internists and family practitioners will throw medication at people to turn those symptoms off, but it does nothing to reconnect the nerves in the feet back to the brain again. So consequently, these people have conditions that just continue to progress into balance mechanism disorders and other kind of disorders. And they end up being very sick people, and the medical doctors keep looking in their ears because they say they're dizzy. And the problem has nothing to do with their ears. It is the connection neurologically from their feet to their brains. And if you don't get that reconnected, they never do get better again. So I love peripheral neuropathy because we've had great success with it, but we take it very seriously. Probably makes me a better doctor because I had it myself at one time as well.
Well, I think that's part of your magic. And you are just such a super modest, such a super humble guy, such a super humble doctor. Your patients are so blessed and so fortunate to be able to have access to you. And, you know, I think it's interesting because when I asked you before about practicing in Cary, you painted such a gorgeous picture of living up there. And so in turn, I wanted to ask you, when you're not helping all the patients that you do get better and lead a better quality of life, what do you, Dr. Barthen, what do you like to do on the weekends? What do you like to do for fun?
Well, I love life. And I'm a fellow that's always looked at the life as three quarters full, and then I enjoy pretty much everything I do. Being I'm living in an area that's outside the city, we have areas where we have parks. I do a lot of running. We have beautiful state parks up here for running, and they're crushed gravel, so it's easy on the feet and the legs. Like I said before, we've got lakes, rivers, streams, chains of lakes up here, so I do a lot of boating. You know, boating is... I'm all about the water, and we have a lot of fun. I spend a lot of time doing water fun, water skiing, swimming, boating. Kayaking is great at 5:30 in the morning. And I have a lot of fun with people. I also get involved with programs in our office where we work on people that are destitute and poor and can't get any care, and sometimes we'll take care of some of those people. It's amazing how many of those people have incredible back problems as well. Back problems don't discriminate. They affect the wealthy as well as the poor. So we do a number of those things, and we have great fun doing it. A lot of joking around, a lot of laughing and helping these people. And life is very good in Cary, Illinois.
Well, you know, you're such a star. You really are. And I'm, you know, truth be told, I happen to know you outside of our broadcast, outside of the show, and to know what a incredibly gifted and incredibly from the heart individual you are, and you practice what you preach, man. It is really, really the best of the best. I'm better for it, for knowing you. I'm better for it to just have you as our guest on our national, which is really our international broadcast of the Physician Spotlight radio show as well. And I know our audience feels exactly the same. I know you got a brand new, gorgeous website, www.carrydiscenter.com. And if you would be so kind, one more time, I only got you for such a short period of time here today on our international broadcast. Would you be kind enough one more time to just share your contact information as far as your phone numbers? With our listening audience as well, Dr.
Right.
Barthen.
Our number here, again, is 847-639-0010. Love to have your calls. If you want to just call us and talk to us and have a question, we'd be more than happy to take your call. We're here quite often. And please give us a call. Thank you.
One of the most fun shows we've ever done, only because of you, Dr. Barthen, only because of your energy, only because of your attention to detail, only because of, as we mentioned before, your commitment to excellence and your commitment to your patients. And gosh, I mean, I can go all day with you, and hope to have you back. I would be I have to ask you. We would love to have you back on another broadcast. Would you be so kind in the future to join us on another broadcast?
Absolutely, I would love to do that.
Just a great, great five-star doctor, five-star individual and just a
thank
great
you so
soul,
much.
Dr. Alan Barton from Cary, Illinois. I want to thank him, and I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank our loyal listeners here today. You guys are incredible from far and wide. We read all your comments. We do. And we appreciate all the kind words. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who's on assignment today, we want to thank you guys once again. And as always, we look forward till next time when we see you live on the international broadcast as we continue to grow of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, broadcasting here from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Till next time, we'll see you then.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.